I'm joined at Edgar Street now by the Hereford United manager Martin Foy. Your reactions to what I thought was an entertaining game of football that I think Hyde played some good, attractive football.
Yeah, I'm a disillusioned and disappointed manager. Losing to Hyde twice in a season shouldn't happen with the players that I've got at this level. And that's not disrespectful to Hyde, but I thought they played some good stuff. I thought we played some good stuff in the first half, and it was open and entertaining. But we took the goal and I thought, well, is that going to settle us down here? But at the moment, you know, we come out second half and we just look a bag of nerves. The young boys have just, you know, look like lost in headlights, and they look a little bit shell-shocked and decision-making's poor. I know that's all part of their growing up, but, you know, I need a little bit more from my senior players. And to be honest, the two goals that went in weren't good enough. You know, he got the other side of Joe Connor this side, and then the ball's come up and the little lad's just headed it, the little one. And then the one after that, he just flicked it over Steph, and you know, it was a good bit of play from Elman. So, yeah, but really, you know, we haven't created enough. We've got in the final third, but we've been offside too much. Crosses haven't been going in. And, you know, so it's something whether I, you know, you look at changing his shape again just to keep ourselves in games.
Well, Hyde came here, they looked at, on paper, as it's 4-5-1, but the two wingers, you know, used them as a 4-3-3. And that really, I thought that was difficult for Hereford to deal with, because the pace of Almond and Hogan, I thought, upset Hereford.
Yeah, no, they will do. They will do. And you know, but I want to play at home 4-4-2. You know, I want to go with two wingers and two strikers and take the game to them. But at the moment, we're not holding the ball up well enough. You know, our little interchanges aren't good enough. So it's got to the stage now that I've probably gone 4-4-2. And you probably look at the 4-4-2 results that we've had over the season, probably haven't been good enough. You know, so I think it might be time to change the shape, keep ourselves in games, but also give opposition a problem.
You brought Stefan Stam back in at the heart of the defence. I think he hardly did a thing wrong, perhaps, possibly, other than that header up in the air for the equalising goal. But no Rob McDonald today on the bench. And Craig Jones, you've obviously brought him in, gave him a chance today.
Well, they probably not overrun us. You know, it was 3-2 in the middle of the park there. But if we get the ball out wide, we give them a problem. And if we don't get the ball and they play through, they give us a problem. So Yeah, it was tactically right, but I want to play a certain way. But at the moment, we seem to be a little bit slow, a little bit negative, and a little bit shy of having the ball.
Two players missing today, Gallagher and Musa. What's the news on them?
No, Andy Gallagher's not been right for about the last 4 or 5 weeks, and we've probably missed him at right back. Joe Connor's not a right back, I know that, and I didn't bring him in to, you know, to stifle us up as centre half and midfield. But Gallas has just lost energy, and he's had food poisoning, he's got salmonella, and he'll be away for another 2 weeks. So, you know, it's been rough on him, but he's a good lad, he wants to train. But unfortunately at the moment, you know, he's just got no energy to play football.